Right, as I did mention earlier, we'll have our guests in this morning, Annex Stoke Club, who are going to have a coffee afternoon at Sainsbury's here in Annex. That is February the 22nd. I'm going to introduce, we've got Michael Pearson, good morning.
Good morning.
And we have Angie Thompson.
Morning.
And if you could get a bit close at the mic, don't be shy. And you're not going to let Michael do all the talking, even though he's the next presenter. And last but not least, the famous George Stoker, is that right?
Infamous.
Right, as everything in life, anything we can be, I suppose, brought down with any kind of illness shows no precedence, but you're here to promote stroke awareness, George.
Yes, I'm the chairman of the Annex Stroke Club. The Annex Stroke Club was started in 1979. The first meeting, they had 10 volunteers and 6 people who had been affected by stroke. And it was started by the WRVS. Everybody in Annick will know Joan Pringle. And it was Joan Pringle who started the Annick Stroke Club. And it was speech after stroke. After Joan took it over, it ran for a few years, and it got financed by, well, we used to get regular donations. But after a few years, was there being few people that had speech impediments. There was 3 volunteers, Margaret, Annis and Meg, who took over the running of the stroke club in Annick. And they opened it up to anybody in North Northumberland that had a stroke. And it's continued since then. We still have 2 of those early volunteers, Margaret and Annis, who have done it now for over 30 years, and they're still part of our team today. We have 9 volunteers, and at the moment we have 14 people who have had stroke within North Northumberland, and we bring them in on a Tuesday. Today they'll be thinking about coming because we start at 10 o'clock
right
in Annick at St Paul's sheltered housing,
right,
in Prudder Street,
right, yeah.
But we have got vacancies.
You have got fitness. I suppose you'll always be looking for volunteers to help.
Well, what we look for is 2 members, 1 volunteer to 2 members, and at the moment we've got sufficient volunteers. But if anybody, you know, thinks of volunteering for WRVS, because we're all members of WRVS, all our volunteers are covered by the umbrella of WRVS,
right.
And we're also, the Stroke Club is a member of the Stroke Association, so we have 2 umbrellas that look after us as a club.
If anybody's been affected by a stroke and want to get in touch, do you have a telephone number or a website?
And I'm not modern, not like you people. I don't meet in a palatial office like this and go on radio. I stick to the telephone, yes.
Right, so you do have a telephone number. Yep. Would you like to give it out?
Anybody that wants to know anything about the Annex Stroke Club can contact me at 603-058. 603-058. If you know of anybody that's had a stroke and would benefit by coming to us each Tuesday from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock, then get in touch and I'll tell you which way to go to get them to come along and join us.
Right. I will read that out again later for you. As we've said, there's going to be a coffee afternoon. That's something a little bit different. In Sainsbury's here in Annick, in the cafe there, and that is on the 22nd of this month.
Yeah, we've got myself and Angie, both working in Sainsbury's. I'm the store's PR ambassador.
Right.
And Angie is our cafe manager. And Angie's organised this great event for the Stroke Club, and it's going to happen on this Wednesday afternoon from about 3:30 to 5:30. And I'm sure Angie can tell you about what the things are going to be actually.
Getting out of it, even though you really, really want to. Can I just ask you to sit, get as close to the mic as you can so we can...
If I must.
Yeah, that's better.
I mean, Sainsbury's do a lot for charities. I wanted to do something for the Stroke Club. We've wanted to do something for the Stroke Club for a couple of years now. So I thought this would be a great opportunity. We're going to try and transform the cafe. We're going to have white tablecloths. It's going to be you're going to get service. We're going to have waiters and waitresses and home cooking. So we've got volunteers at work doing a bit of baking for us.
Right.
And then just to leave a donation.
Right, brilliant.
Everything's going back to the Stroke Club.
Like I did say there before, there's many sort of things that you could have covered. Obviously, you're doing it for the Stroke Club because this can affect anybody of any age.
Yeah.
And we always think it'll never happen to me. And that is not true. It could be anybody at any time of life.
Yeah.
And it's great that you're going to do that. Welcome back, Michael. And we've got Angie and George. We get to discuss strokes and the coffee afternoon that will be coming up on the 22nd of February in Sainsbury's. Strokes, that is the Stroke Club, formerly the WRVS, and how strokes can affect people. And maybe George will tell us about how to recognise the symptoms and then discuss the other bits that we mentioned.
Yeah, sure. The Stroke Association have got a lot of publicity out to get people to be able to recognise stroke in its early stages. And what you have to look out for is FAST, F-A-S-T. F, a face, somebody's face who has changed. Arms. Ask the person to put their arms above their head. If they can't do it, it's something that you've got to look out for. And also, what does S stand for?
Speech.
There you go. Speech. Not to do with memory. So speech, if their speech is slurred. And the T in FAST is telephone. If you recognise any of these symptoms, then dial 999 and just say to the operator that you suspect stroke, because the paramedics take it very, very seriously. They know that if they can get somebody who is suspected of having a stroke, can get them down to the hospital within a couple of hours, they've got a great chance of having 100% recovery. And that's what we're looking for. We don't want people who have got long-term stroke. We want to get rid of those symptoms and those ailments as quick as possible. So recognise FAST and tell everybody about it. Tell the children.
This was actually, if people remember, this was actually advertised probably in the last 12, 18, even 24 months on the television, because I remember seeing it. And they used both male and female actors, I suppose, to get the point across. So that's FAST. Act FAST. We also discussed the funding side, because now you are totally reliable on funding from events like having this coffee morning, afternoon and other events there, because you don't get any government funding.
That's right. When WRBS started this, as I say, in 1979, started our club, then there was money came in from government, from local health services and all the rest of it. But that dried up. When I joined, became a volunteer at the Stroke Club some 12 years ago, the money wasn't coming in. Now, why do we need money? We need money because we pay for the transport of people who have had a stroke. We bring them in on a Tuesday and use various methods, but it's all got to be paid for.
Yeah.
And we pay for it. And the only way we can pay for it, I mean, this year, with the cost of petrol, etc., it's going to cost us over £5,000.
A lot of money.
And none of the money income is guaranteed.
Yes.
Each year we don't know what we're going to get. And it's only, I mean, within Alnwick, the Alnwick Stroke Club is well known. And we have a lot of individuals, companies, associations, church groups who give us money. We don't know it's coming. It just comes to us. And that's what's kept us going, well, until today. And the idea that's come through from Sainsbury's, it's new. It's brand new to us. We've never had anybody come forward and say that they'll do a coffee morning in the afternoon.
See, they're from Yorkshire.
Exactly.
They don't get up till dinner time.
No, it's a great idea. And it's absolutely fabulous.
February the 22nd. At what time will it start?
3:30.
3:30 at Sainsbury's here in Alnwick, in the coffee shop. Get yourself along and support Alnwick Stroke Club, because we never know who this could affect and when. It shows no precedence. Who it chooses to attack. Did you see you were going to mention about the blood pressure? Just to prompt you.
Yeah, just as well. We're speaking to Louise Headley, who's is the regional manager and for the stroke club, and she rang me up yesterday and she said, could we possibly have a blood pressure test, like a section, and while this is going on, and a bit of information and awareness as well. She says, yeah, that's absolutely fine. So on the day as well as they're going to be this waited on service where it's all, you know, it's, you're not paying the actual calf prices, you're actually putting donations,
which are cheap anyway.
Yes,
thank you very much.
So if you want to pay more, you can actually put more down, if you, you know, because obviously you're saying about £5,000 a year, it'd be great, you know, obviously we'll probably not raise £5,000, but
every little bit helps.
Absolutely. And obviously this is awareness as well, which is going to be, because there'll be customers in the store as well, so yeah. Even if you're not going to be coming along to the coffee morning and you're doing your shopping, then as well there's going to be the awareness, which is, you know, a really important thing as well.
You're killing two birds with one stone, because not only are you going to raise money for stroke awareness, but you're going to make people a bit more aware. So if you'll have paraphernalia there for people to take away and read.
The Stroke Association, whenever they put on one of these desks, which they're obviously going to put on in Sainsbury's that day, they have all the information leaflets, which anybody who wants to know can pick up a leaflet there. And the extra service that they're doing is doing these blood pressure tests, which cost nothing.
Yes.
And there's nothing to be frightened of.
No, they're not frightening.
So all you do is you find out what your blood pressure is, and if there's something which is of concern, they'll advise you to go and see your doctor. There's no hassle, no worry. They're going to have a desk there that day, which is, it's tremendous. The Stroke Association are doing more and more to help people,
yes,
who have had stroke all the time. And I believe this is, it's something like their 20th or 25th year.
Brilliant.
And they're really putting themselves around.
Very important part of the community. That is the 20th. I know I've been going on, but it's an important day. February the 22nd from 3:30 at Sainsbury's here in Alnwick, a coffee afternoon with the Stroke Club. I'll give you George's number again if you've been affected by a stroke and you would maybe like to go along. That is 603058, and that's Mr. George Stoker. Remember the name, it's a famous name. If you're a Sunderland fan, you remember the 1973 FA Cup final. See, I remember watching that there.
Yeah, but he was the captain of Newcastle when they won the Cup 3 years in four.
Well, that's a long time ago, wasn't it?
I'm a Newcastle supporter.
That's a long time ago. That's, I know, but you've just shared a proper name. So that is the 22nd of Feb there. It's not only is it raising money for the Alnwick Stroke Club, but it is also giving you leaflets to offer you awareness, or to become aware of how to deal with strokes. Have we finished there? Is that everything?
Yeah.
Even though George is a Newcastle fan, he'll get better one day.